Today's daf is Menaches Daf Nunhei. We are 8 lines from the top of Daf Nunhei Amid Aleph. So the topic of yesterday's daf was a discussion whenever you have a halacha regarding a shir. Do you look at the shir kemoishahein or do you look at the shir likemoishahein? Do I assess based on what I have in front of me right now, or do I assess it based on what it had previously been? So if something expanded or if something shrunk, do I look at it in its expanded or shrunken state, or do I look at it in what its previous state was? And as we saw, the Gemara sort of spanned the globe in terms of ramifications, lahalacha, where this shaila would play itself out. It began with Menaches, which of course is the topic du jour. We're learning Masechtas Menaches right now, and there was a shaila regarding the halacha of kmitza, which can't be chaser, it can't be yasser. What happens if you mixed a little bit of water together with the soilas? How would that impact the shear of the kmitza? We went from there to a Mishnah Masechtas Uktzin, which discussed the halacha that in order for oichel to contract tumah, it would have to be the shear of a beya. So it wouldn't be enough if it was a kezias, which ordinarily is considered the shear chashuv when you're dealing with food. Over here, it would have to be a little bit bigger. It would have to be a beya. But again, when did you assess the shear beya? And then finally, the Gemara discussed it in the context of the halachas of truma meiser and truma's meiser. In that context, the Gemara discussed what would be if somebody was toirim figs, and he was being tyrant from some of his figs on behalf of the other figs. The issue is that some of the figs were in their original pristine state. Others were already oisgeklapt, oisgehakt. And the question is it okay to be tyrant from Te'enim on Gregers or from Gregers onto Te'enim? And the Gemara discussed it in light of this halacha of kemoishahein likemoishahein. Today's daf begins on that note, albeit from another angle. Tan Rabbanon, tarmin Te'enim al ha-groigrois. It's okay for a person to take Te'enim, figs, and use that at truma on behalf of his groigris, which are pressed figs, but only b'machem sharegilin lases te'enim groigris. It's only okay to do that if you live in a place where it's customary to make groigris from te'enim. Meaning, what people usually do with te'enim is they will convert it into groigris. If it's customary in this place to do that, then the thought is that it's going to be easy to find people to do the work on your behalf. Thus, we know that the ta'ena will eventually become gregris. That's what makes us halacha okay. We'll see what the explanation of that is in a minute. Like gregris, I'll tell you that it's not okay to be toyim gregris on ta'enim. Even if you live in a place where the minig again is to make from ta'enim gregris. So an interesting halacha. Yesterday we looked at it more from the technical standpoint. How exactly should you be toyim from gregris ta'enim? Ta'enim gregris. Mida, mishko, minyan, kemoishahein, lik. Today, the Gemara introduces a braisa that says it's not even so simple in the first place to ever be Torah from Groigris on Te'enim. In fact, says the braisa, you could be Torah from Te'enim onto Groigris, but only b'makam sheregilim lasois Te'enim Groigris. It's not okay to be Torah from Groigris on Te'enim. Afilo b'makam sheregilim lasois Te'enim on Groigris. So before the Gemara explains the braisa, two things. Number one, there's an idea, as we'll see soon, when it comes to Meiser and Truma, and specifically Truma's Meiser, which, by the way, is what this price is discussing. So it's discussing the Levi who already got Meiser Rishon. Now he has an obligation to take from his Meiser Rishon and give Meiser Minha Meiser, what the Torah refers to as Truma's Meiser. But regardless, there's an idea, Likat Chila, that when you're going to give Truma's Meiser, that it should be Minha Mufcher. You should do it by and yofa. You should take the best, the choicest of your produce, and that's what the Levi should go and give over to the Kohen. From that standpoint, it would make sense to give Te'enim versus Groigris, because Te'enim is considered more chashuv. It's considered more choice than is the Groigris. On the flip side, there's also an idea that when you're giving a Kayan Truma, or again, in this case, Truma's Meiser, you should give him a Dover HaMeskayim, something that has a longer shelf life, that has a later expiration date. And Groigris are preserved longer than Te'enim. Te'enim, you're going to have to convert them into Groigris if you're going to want them to be around. Otherwise, eventually, they're going to go bad. And that's one of the reasons they would take Te'enim and make them Groigris. Like this, they had a shelf life. Otherwise, it's like fruit. It spoils eventually. So there's a Maila to give Te'enim, because Te'enim is considered Mufchar. There's also a Maila to give Groigros, because Groigros is a Dover on the sky. So with that backdrop, the Gemara analyzes this price. Oh, my, my. Toyrim Te'enim ala Groigros, but Makmash will give them last is Te'enim Groigros. It's okay to be Toyrim Te'enim on Groigros. It's the same min. One is in the form of Te'enim. The other one is already in the form of Groigros, but only in a place where it's ruggle, where you'll be able to find people to take the tainim and make it into gregers. So the Gemara makes the obvious deek. It's very clear on the Brisa so that the only time you can be turned from tainim to gregers is if you're going to be able to find someone to take the tainim and hack them to where they're going to be gregers. The Gemara, if there are kohanim present in this shtetl where you're being teirim, you're trumas meiser, makam she'eni rogla mailoi, then what's the issue? For tonight we learned in the Mishnah, makam she'esh kohen teirim in ayofa. Then it makes sense, just give the teinim to the kohen. You'll be able to be yoitza, the halacha of giving min hayofa, giving from the choicest, which is the teinim. You worry that the teinim are going to go bad. What's the issue? Give it to the kohen. He'll eat it. What's the problem? Ela pshita, says the Gemara. It's obvious. The only way to make sense of this halacha in the Braisa is the lack of kayin. Oh, there was no kayin. Being that there's no kayin, even though ordinarily you would want to give to Enim because it's min hayafa, but you don't have a kayin to give it to right now. And if you're going to wait until you find the kayin, it's not going to be min hayafa anymore. To the contrary, it's going to spoil. Thus, it would be more lekatchila to give groigres, which is the davar hamiskay. Stating that, says the Braisa, you could be toyer mitainim ala groigres as long as it's a mokim shirigi. Because then we're comfortable that you're going to find somebody to pay to make from your tain and gregris. Thus, the trumas meiser will not go bad, and it's for that reason it's okay. In other words, the Gemara is making an ikimta in order to understand the first line of the brisa. The ikimta is we're dealing with someone who is a levi. He's being tayim trumas meiser, and there's no kayin present for him to give the trumas meiser to. Frank the Gemara, I'm a sefer in. That's true. How do you understand the Sefer? The Sefer said, V'loi groigrois ala te'enim. V'afilu b'makam shiraga lasas te'enim groigrois. It's never okay to be te'enim groigrois on te'enim. Faith to Gemara. What do you mean? V'ida like a koyin on my life. If there's a koyin, I understand why there's halacha not to give groigrois ala te'enim. Because te'enim is the yafa. That's the mufcher. That's the choices. And there's an idea that you're supposed to give from the choices. But if we made an akimta already in the first line of the brisa that we're discussing, a makam to like a koyin, then how do you understand the second line of the Braisa, why no Groigris al Te'enim? Just the opposite. If there's no Kayim, then the rule changes. Then you don't give an Ayafa, then you give an Amiskayim. You give what's going to last the longest. Oh, so the second line of the Braisa is probably discussing where there is a Kayim. Freak the Gemara, Reisha the Lekka Kayim, Seifa the Ikka Kayim. Does it make sense? One Braisa, two lines, and two Ikimtas? The Gemara says, in Reisha the Lekka Kayin, Sefer the Ikka Kayin. The Reisha, the first line of the Braisa, is talking about where there was no Kayin. The Sefer is talking about where there was a Kayin. Amar Rapapa. So Rapapa heard this discussion, and he made a general comment. He said, Shema Mina, I can take out of here, in addition to the Halacha itself, can you be Tayrim from figs to Gehakta figs, vice versa, there is a Kayin, there's no Kayin. But says Rapapa, I can walk away with a macro, fundamental principle in how you are supposed to be mefarish prices. Rapapa was an Amira. Amiram were in the business of explaining prices. So Rapapa said, I could walk away from this discussion with something very, very important. And that is, Dachkinon umakminon masnisen betray taimi, v'loy makminon betray tainoi. That if you have two choices, how to explain a brisa. Choice A would be, you'd make an akimta in the brisa that Rapapa referred to as a doichik. Dachkinon. Reisha is the Lekka Kayin, Seifa is the Ikka Kayin. Or there's another way you can do this. You could say the entire Braisa is talking about the same thing. One Ikimta, but you're going to make the Braisa Aliba de Trey Tanoi. Says Rav Papa, it's clear from this discussion that it's better to make a Ikimta in the Reisha and an Ikimta in the Seifa. Dachkina no Maikmina Betrey Tanoi. One thing is clear, Rapapa obviously had another way to explain this Braisa. And Rapapa felt that if it was okay to be mefarish this Braisa, Aliba the Trey Tanoi, you would not have had to make the Ikimta that the Reisha is the Lekka Kayin and the Seifa is the Ikka Kayin. Now, this is not really the Sugya that we're learning right now, so we don't have to digress from the Gemara's digression and really explain what that means. But if you take a look at Tosfos, it's a one-line Tosfos. Dibra Masko Veloimu Kmina Betrei Tanoi. What would that Oikimta have been? Says Tosfos, Davi Matzi Lukmi Bechat Taimo, U Betrei Tanoi, the Kula Deleka Kain. That really the entire Bryce is talking about what was no Kain. Veresha Rabbanon, Vesefa Kareb Yehuda, the Polagad Rabbanon, Beperik Sheni, the Mesechtis Trumis, the Kamar Loilum Tayram and Ayof. There is a Shitas Rab Yehuda that argues with the Rabbanon. Either way, Rab Papa had a way to explain the entire Bryce of the Deleka Kain and the Resha and the Sefer are two Tanaim. One is the Rabbanon, the other is Rabbi Yehuda. Clearly, Rabbi Papa said it's better to be Dachkinon or Maikminon Masisa Betray Taimi, Veloy Maikminon Betray Tanoi. So before we go weiter and completely shift gears and change topics, just one aura. So one of the Yesoidis that was Mavur in this Gemara is that it's better for a Levi that's giving Trumas Meiser to give him an Ayofa. So if there's a Kohen in front of him, he's giving his Trumas Meiser, and he can give either Te'enim or Groigers. Same thing, they're both figs. But a Te'ena is a nice fig that you just washed, and it's a full. The Groigers are already pressed. It's better to give the Te'ena than to give the Groigers. What's the reason for it? Because the Te'enim is considered Mufcher, it's considered Men Hayafa, and the Gemara says that B'mokim She'yesh Kohen, the idea is you're always supposed to give Men HaMufcher. In fact, if there's a Kohen, you're not allowed to give Men HaGroigers, because it's not okay. You have to give Men HaMufcher. The truth is that this idea is a pasuk in the Torah. It's a Mufurish pasuk in the Torah. It's tucked away. It's at the end of Parashas Korach. So everybody knows the beginning of Parashas Korach, but not everybody knows the end of Parashas Korach. And the end of Parashas Korach, after Aharon's Kehuna Gedolah is challenged by Korach Vahadasai, so Hashem reinstates Aharon as being the Kohen Gadol, and you have a little bit of a chazar of what you have in Parashas Shmini. Aharon, Akoyin, his sons, his family, his yichus ultimately are going to be the Kehanim of Klal Yisrael, and you have the whole parasha of the Matnas Kuna. So the Chof Dalid Matnas Kuna, where are they in the Torah? They're not in Sefer Vayikra and Torah's Kayanim, but they're rather in Sefer Bamidbar. It's in the end of Parashas Korach. The very last parsha of Parashas Korach, literally the end of Shvi and Maftar, talks about Trumas Maisa, what we've been discussing. Aydabra Hashem Moshe Leino, Velat Leviim Tadaber. You should go to the Leviim and the Amarta Leim and tell them as follows: Ki Sikhu Meis Bnei Yisrael Sam Maiser, Hashem Nasati Lemi Ita Benachal Aschem. When they get their Maiser, Yit gives the Levi Maiser Rishon, the Harim Moisem Mimenu Trumas Hashem, Maiser Mena Maiser. So they have an obligation to take Maiser Mena Maiser, which is also referred to as Trumas Hashem, which is also referred to as Trumas Maiser. V'nechshav Lochem Trumaschem Kadoga Mena Goyrim V'chamleim Mena Yokim. And you should tell the Levim that when they give their Trumas Maiser, they're going to get the same schar that the Yid gets when he gives Maiser Rishon. So the Levim had a chelik in the mitzvah of Maiser as well. How so? They're on the receiving end of the Maiser. Where do they contribute in the mitzvah of Maiser? The answer is, they give Maiser min ha-Maiser, and that's what the Pasuk says, v'nechshav lochem trumascha, which by the way, the Gemara throughout Shas learns out so much lumdus from the words, v'nechshav lochem trumascha, that truma can be chal b'machshava, but ein mikro yoytze midei pshutai. What the Pasuk saying is that Hashem says that the Levi will have a chelek in the mitzvah of Maiser. How so? By giving his Maiser min ha-Maiser. And then the Pasuk continues and says, "Kain tarimu gamatim trumas Hashem mikol matnoy seichem ashtikchem eis bnei Yisrael nasatim menu trumas Hashem la'aron ha'koyin mikol matnoy seichem tarimu as kol trumas Hashem mikol chelboy es mikdashoy mimenu." And tell the Levim that when they give trumas meiser, they should take it from their chelev mikol chelboy. So what does mikol chelboy mean? Zokt targum unkelis mikol matnoy seichem tarfeshun yos kol afs proshuso dashem mikol shufrei. Chelboy is shufre. Take from the choices, and that's what they're supposed to give. So this mitzvah that the Levi was supposed to give his trumas meiser from the yofet, it's a pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says mikol chelboy, and all you have to do is shnai mikudach etargim to know that chelboy means shufre. And then the pasuk continues, and the pasuk says va'amarta aleihem, etc. Last pasuk in Parashas Korach, v'loisisu olav chet. If they will follow everything I just said, they will not do an avera. Baharimchem es chelboy mimenu. Veskotchi b'nei Yisrael leisachalulu v'loisamusu. Now, Pashup Shat, what the Pasuk is saying in the end is that if the Levi will follow everything I just said, he's going to give Trumas Maiser v'loisiswal of chet. Then he doesn't have to worry about any averas that he may be carrying. But clearly, if he won't give Trumas Maiser, it's going to be a very big deal. Meaning, a Levi not giving Trumas Maiser is the equivalent of a Yisrael not giving Maiser at all. If a Yisrael doesn't give Maiser and he eats his tefuah, it's tevel, misa b'dei shamayim, it's very, very terrible. If a Levi doesn't give Trumas Meiser, it has the same exact halacha, it's going to be a big deal. Thus, if he's going to follow what I just prescribed him, it's only then below Sisu al of Chet. But the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, quoting the Sefri, makes another dig in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'loi Sisu al of Chet, Baharim Chem Eschel Boi Mimenu. The Torah has it over in this Pasuk. The Pasuk that emphasizes the terrible Aveira that the Levi will do if he doesn't give Trumas Meiser, in that Pasuk, the Torah has it over that when the Levi gives Trumas Meiser, it has to be Eskol Chel by Mimenu. He has to give from the choice, says the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Kuf Chav Tes. Oid Remez. You see a Remez in this Pasuk. Shehem Chaitin, that the Levi is a Chaitin, Em Lo Yoytziyu Minatoiv. Even if he gives Trumas Meiser, but if he doesn't give Mena Yafa, he doesn't take the choices, he gives Groy Groy, he doesn't give Te'enim. Not only is it not Likatchila, but Veloisisu al of Chet. He's going to be Noisei Chet. He's going to have to walk around carrying Aveira on his plates. Because the Veloisisu al of Chet is only if he gives Trumas Meiser, but Baharim Chem Eschel by Mimeno. And if he gives it from the choices. So if he's going to give from the Gregors and not from the Te'enim, not only is it not Likatchila, but the Torah is very, very graphic. And that's all going, says the Rambam, not only on a Levi that doesn't give Trumas Meiser at all, but even on a Levi that gives Trumas Meiser, but he doesn't give it Menachel. Now the truth is that this idea that you're supposed to give Trumas Meiser, the Levi is, from the Chalep, to Pasuk in the Torah, it's the sugya that we're learning, but really it's something that permeates other areas of Halacha as well. And the truth is, the Rambam, B'lashoynei Hazav, the very end of Hilchas, Yisurim Mizbeach, this is a Rambam that we've spoken out, and we've learned together in the past many times, the Rambam brings it up beautifully. The context over there is actually Menachos. And the Rambam is discussing what type of oils were allowed to be used for Menachos. And the truth is, all oils could be used for Menachos. It says the Rambam, being that it's okay to use any oil for Menachos. So why did the Torah say which ones should be used l'katchila? What difference does it really make? If you can use shemen, you can use shem. That's the Rambam's kasha. Says the Rambam, the Torah wanted to give you a pecking order so you should know what's the best, what's the next best, and then the third best, etc., etc. Why is that important? Because if somebody wants to be zoicha, yakuf yitzrei hara, v'yarchiv yaday, v'yavi karbonoi min hayafa, ha-meshubach b'yoysa sheba'oysa amin sheyava mimenu. Because if a person wants to, l'shoynei hazav shal harambam, liskois atzmoi, if somebody wants to, liskois atzmoi, I guess that's self-explanatory, yakuf yitzrei hara, v'yarchiv yaday, the yavi carbonate, but don't just bring a carbon. It should be min hayafa hamishubach biyoser sheba oisay min. And says the Rambam, you know what exhibit A for that is? This week's parasha. Hare nema b'toyre v'hevel hevi gam hu mipchayre tzaynay. Kayan brought a carbon, and Hevel brought a carbon. Kayan's carbon was a mincha. He brought from the tefuah that he was working. He worked the field, so he brought a mincha. Hevel had animals, and what did he bring? He brought mipchayre tzaynay, but the Torah emphasizes umei chelvehen. What does chalveya mean? We just said what chalvei means. It means from the shufrei. Vayisha Hashem el hevel ve'enbun chasoy. So it says the Rambam, you don't have to look any further than the first carbon that was ever brought. And that's the carbon of Cain and the carbon of Hevel. And the Torah goes out of its way to say that Hevel brought a carbon, mechalveyem. And right afterwards, Hashem listens. Hashem accepts Hevel's carbon, not Cain's. Cain gets jealous and the rest is history. But the point is that you see there's an emphasis in the Torah that Hevel's carbon was accepted because he brought it Mechalvein. And says the Rambam, V'hu adin l'chol davar, shu l'shem akel. This is not only true with regards to kachim, but it's true for everything. Shia min hanah hatoiv. Anytime you do a mitzvah, anytime you give anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it should be from your best. And bana beis tefillah, if you're going to build a shul, yia na mi beis yeshivasa, it should be nicer than your house. Hechel ra'av, if you're going to feed somebody hungry, yachol min hatoiv v'hamasak b'shulchanoi. You should give the ani the best food that you have. Kisa arum yechasim min hayofa shebeksusoi. Hikdish dover yakdish min hayofa shebenechasav. V'chein hu oimer kol chelev Hashem. And that's how the Rambam ends his hilchas isurei mizbeach. And the Rambam is mavur that this idea of giving min amufchar mikol chelba is not just halach and trumas meiser, and it's not just halach and kachim like you find by Kayin and Hevel. And that pasuk that the Rambam quotes is kol chelev Hashem. That's a pasuk in kachim. It's not only true when it comes to inyanei kachim. But the Rambam's lashon is kol dover shehu l'Hashem hakel latoy. And the Rambam gives examples like building yeshul and being meichel aniyim, being mechasa arumim. There's a milo to take your best and faket, the best that you have, you should give for a mitzvah. And then afterwards, you should have anah from yourself. But there's a mitzvah, there's a milo, just like the Levi took the te'enim and he gave that to the koyim and he kept the gregris for himself. Every person in his own avodas Hashem should take the best that he has, give that to Yanim, and everything else he should keep for himself. Today is the Heilig Chassam Sofer's yard site. So just to speak out, one Chassam Sofer, me'inyan le'inyan, the Chassam Sofer and his pirish on avos, on the Mishnah, Yehi Beischa. Chassam Sofer didn't write a pirish on avos. Chassam Sofer is in a drasha, but he's explaining a Mishnah in avos. Yehi Beischa pasuach l'rvacha, v'yiyu aniyim b'nei Beischa. Says the Chassam Sofer, Yehi Beischa pasuach l'rvacha. A person should open up his house. It should be an open house. You should allow people in. You should give tzedakah. You should be mefarnes pim. And even if it means that he aniyim b'nei v'escho, that your own family are going to be like aniyim. In other words, there's a maila to take the better and give that to the other people. Yehi beischa pasuach l'rvacha mitabreikait. When it comes to your own family, they could be a little bit humbler. But l'katchila, when it comes to the mitzvah should be min hayafa, the mitzvah should be mikol chelboy, it should be min ha'amofchar. Either way, we return to the topic of menachos. Ok, the Mishnah, kol ha'menachos, niloishos bepoishrin. So the first Mishnah in the Perek began discussing a halacha of menachos. Are menachos ba'is matzah or are menachos ba'is chametz? And Mishnah said, kol menachos ba'is matzah. All menachos had to be matzah. Chutz mi chametz shebetoida v'shtei halachim. With two exceptions. Some of the lachmi toida were leavened bread. The shtei halachim that was brought on Shavuos was also chametz. Incidentally, it sounds a little bit from the Mishnah like the shtei halachim was a mincha, right? Kol ha-menachos bo'is matzah, chutz mi-chametz shebetoida, the shtei halachim. If shtei halachim is not a mincha, then it's not an exception to the rule of kol ha-menachos bo'is matzah. So it's mashma a little bit that the shtei halachim was a mincha, which incidentally is not so pasha. But either way, so the Mishnah said kol ha-menachos bo'is matzah, with the exception of the Mishnah on that note, kol ha-menachos niloishos be-poishrin. All the menachos were kneaded with poishrin, lukewarm water. So not too hot, not too cold, it was supposed to be lukewarm. Umeshamran, but it was important for the kohen that was doing the lisha to watch them very, very carefully, shaloyach mitzvah, to make sure it didn't become chametz. Sounds familiar? And you bake matzahs, right? So it's a very similar idea. You had to watch it. There was a mitzvah of shmira. Then mechmitzu, if it became chametz, shiareh, over b'loy saseh. Even if the shirayim became chametz, there was a loy saseh. Meaning, that's poshet, what the Mishnah is suggesting is that the part of the mincha that was kariv, the part of the mincha that went on the mizbeach, certainly wasn't allowed to become chametz. The Mishnah is saying a chiddush that even the shirayim, even the part of the mincha that was eaten by the kayanim, even that was not allowed to become chametz. And if it became chametz, is a loy saseh. Shenema, the pasuk says, kol ha-mincha shetakrivu l'Hashem, loy seyase chametz. Thus, you see from here that the entire mincha is not allowed to become chametz. The Mishnah continues and says another halacha: v'chayiv alishasa v'alarichasa v'alafiyasa. So, if somebody would prepare the mincha and it would be chametz, he wouldn't just get malchus one time. Meaning, it's not just arbam chaser achas tzemesh demol, but it would be tzimtzvei demol and tzimdrit demol and tzimfer demol ochet. Right? You'd be chayiv alalisha on the aricha, on the afia, the different chashiv elements of the baking process would all beget their own set of malchus, and all of this will be discussed right now in great detail in the Gemara. Zok the Gemara Minani Mili. How do you know that not only can't the mincha be chametz, but even the shiyorei ha-mincha can't become chametz? Now, the fact that the mincha itself can't become chametz, the Gemara doesn't say minani mili. It expects us to know that. You're not allowed to be makriv sar on the mizbeach. So no chametz on the mizbeach. That we know. The chiddush is that not only the chelik that went on the mizbeach wasn't allowed to be chametz, but even the chelik that went to the kayhanim, also known as the shiyorei ha-mincha, the shirayim, even that wasn't allowed to be. It says, how do you know that? It says, chelkom. Oh, afilu chelkom. Even their chelik. Who's chelik? The kohanim's chelik. The shori amin chalaisi afecham. It's very important. I love you. The also. Hani boy leidu chedetanya. Leisi afecham. It's matam aloymar. Why does the Torah have to say leisi afecham? It's valik far nemar. The pasuk already says leisi afecham. It's you now let him make chametz. Vishen amal leisi afecham. It's yochel lo yechai velachas al kulam. From the pasuk leisi afecham. It's a very general pasuk. Don't make chametz. Okay, so I would think that if I make chametz, somebody took the carbon mincha and he allowed it to become chametz, so he would be chayav malchus for making chametz. And it doesn't matter if he did the lisha and the aricha and the afia, it's going to be one chametz because it's essentially one loisase of loiseyas a chametz. Talmud loimed loiseyaf. So the Torah went ahead and singled out afia. Afia b'chal loisa. Lomi yotzes. Why did the Torah have to single out afia? La hakashle ma afia miuchedeshi maisi yechidiv chayav and love b'fnei atzma. Just like afia is one part, albeit the most important part, but it's one part of the chametz making process. And you see the Torah said that for that fear itself, you're chayev malchus, afani ovi, lishasa, v'arichasa, v'chol maisi yechidi, and any other maisa, lasuye. What's that other maisa? Kituf, smoothing out the dough. Point is, shu maisa yechidi v'chayev an olem, b'fneyatz. The point is that loiseyof chametz is not an extra pasuk. Because had the Torah not said loiseyof chametz, I would have thought that if somebody prepares chametz, he's chayev one malchus for the entire process of preparing the chametz. Kamash molam loiseyafe afia bechlal hoisa. To tell me that there's a special malchus for afia, but not only for afia, but for all the other parts of the process of making chametz. So if loiseyafe chametz is not extra, how could I darshan loiseyafe chametz chelkam to tell me that the iser of mincha chametz relates even to the shiari mincha? The Gemara is assuming that the only way to make that drasha is if the pasuk loiseyaf chametz is extra, but it's not extra. It's a mafurish abraisa. I needed to tell me that you're chayav an individual malchus for each date detail of the process of making the mincha. Says the Gemara, no, not true. Anan michelkam kamrinan. There's really two drashas that we can learn from the pasuk loiseyaf chametz chelkam. Number one, loiseyaf. Why is the Torah have to single out afia? Afia Chal Hoysa to teach me that it's not just one malchus for the entire process of making the mincha, but for each individual chashuv, each maisi yechidi gets its own malchus. But the Torah also says chelkam, and chelkam teaches me something else. From the word chelkam, I know that the chelik of the kohanim you have chametz for as well. Freit the Gemara ve'ema kuli lehachi udasa. If that's the case, maybe the whole pasuk is coming to teach me one. How do I know two drashas? I mean, how do you know two drushes? Says the Gemara, came lichtoiv chelkom loiseyaf chametz. My loiseyaf chametz chelkom shamit minot harti. Had the Torah said first chelkom and then loiseyaf, so I would say that the only thing I'm going to learn from here is that the shiori mincha is not allowed to be chametz. But from the fact that it said loiseyaf and that it said chelkom shamit minot harti, from loiseyaf I know that it's not one malchus for the entire asiyah, but each individual part of the process begets its own malchus. From the fact that the Torah used the word chelkom, I know that not only the part of the mincha that went on the mizbeach, but even the shiori mincha that was eaten by the kohanim, even that part has this halacha as well. So just before we go weiter, and the Gemara gets into the weeds of some of these drashas, so just to be a little bit clearer with the psukim. So there's really two psukim that today's, this part of the daf is hinging on. The first is in Parshas Vayikra. Very straightforward. Kol ha-mincha asher takrivu la-Hashem lo yiseyasa chametz. Torah says, right after it introduces the concept of the karban mincha, a mincha cannot be chametz. Ki chol sa'or v'chol devash lo yisaktiru mimenu isha la-Hashem. Straightforward. It's in Parshas Vayikra. It's Perek Beis. Pasuk Yud Aleph. It's one pasuk. Kol ha-mincha asher takrivu la-Hashem lo yiseyasa chametz. Very general. Ki chol sa'or v'chol devash lo yisaktiru mimenu isha la-Hashem. The second pasuk is in Parshas Tzav. It too is talking about the carbon mincha. And there the Torah says, Loiseyafe chametz chelkom nosati oiso meishoy kodesh kadosha mi kachatas vikaasham. So again, the Torah is talking about the mincha, v'zois teres ha-mincha ha-krevois b'nei harim l'fnei Hashem l'fnei ha-mizbeach. Ford Perek Vav Pasuk Yud, again, Loiseyaf HaChametz. So the Torah essentially mentioned it twice. The first time it spoke in more general terms, Loiseyaf HaChametz. The second time it says Loiseyaf HaChametz. But the first Pasuk, And this is important for the next part of the daf. It's in Parshas Vayikra. It's Vayikra Perek Beis. The second pasuk is in Parshas Tzav. It's Vayikra Perek Vav. The first pasuk says Lo Seyasa. The second pasuk says Lo Seyafa. It also says the word Chelkam Shamet Minatarti. There were two things that we learned out from the second pasuk. Number one, a separate Malkus for Afiyah and Lisha and Aricha and Kituf. Additionally, Chelkam, the Shiori HaMincha, there's going to be a Chi of Malkus for as well. Frank the Gemara, Kasho, the Eimo Afia, the Parat, Lucha, Lichayev Chada, Inuch, Lichayev Chada, Akulu. How do you know from the fact that the Torah singled out Afia that what it means is that there's a separate Malkus for Afia, and there's also a separate Malkus for Lisha, Aricha, etc.? Maybe only Afia that the Torah singled out has its separate Malkus, but everything else doesn't have its own Malkus. Says Gemara, what do you mean? I'll tell you how I know. Rabbi Shmuel Leimer, Mishum Dahabed Dovash Hoye Bechlal, Viyotzam and Aklal Lulami, Loy Lulami Nalatzma Yotzo, Elulami Nalaklal Klu Yotzo. That's one of the Yud Gimel Midoy Shatar Nidreshes Ben. By the way, if you're keeping score at home, it's number 8. So the 8th of the Yud Gimel Midoy Shatar Nidreshes Ben is Dovash Hoye Bechlal, Viyotzam and Aklal Lulami, Loy Lulami Nalatzma. Afia was bechlal. It was bechlal leisiyasa chometz. V'yotzam in achlal. Loi lalamid alatzma yotza. Ela lalamid alaklal kula yotza. Kaddish Rabbanan. Yeah, either way, so it's included. So says the Gemara. So therefore I know that it's not only teaching me that there's a separate Malkus for Afia, but that there's a separate Malkus for each. But the Gemara says, Ve'ema, maybe look at it a little differently. Loi sasei klal. Lay say off a prat, klalu prat, in bechlal, elamasha be prat. Afia in, midi achrini loy. Right, the Gemara, how do you know that the way you look at lay say off and lay say off is that afia was a dovish hoy bechal v'yotzman aklal lalamid ala klal kula? Maybe look at as lay say off as a klal, and lay say off as a prat, and klalu prat, in bechlal, elamasha be prat. And again, if you're keeping score at home, it's number 4 in Rabbi Yishmael's list of Yud Gamal Midash Atar Nidreshes Behem, also known as klalu prat. So you have klalu prat, where the rule is Ein Bechlal Ela Masha Bebrat. And then there's a rule of Dova Shahaya Bechlal V'yotzim Nachlal Olam. So the Gemara is asking a specific kasha regarding Loi Seyasa, Loi Seyaf. Loi Seyasa is a klal. Or any part of the baking process of the mincha cannot be chametz. And then there's a prat, Loi Seyafa. So the Gemara says, really any part is aser. Not just that, Afia teaches me that for each individual part of the process is a separate malchus. Freit the Gemara, why? Because it's the 8th of the Yud Gemur Midash HaTorah Nidreshes Ben. Maybe it's the 4th of the Yud Gemur Midash HaTorah Nidreshes Ben. The 4th is Klal U'Prat, Im B'Chal El Mashav U'Prat. And you know what? Maybe the Torah is telling me that only Afia is Aser. Maybe there's no Isser at all. Lisha Rich, forget about malchus. Not even Aser. Because although it says Lo Yseyasa Chametz, which is very general, it's a Klal, but there's also a Prat of Lo Yseyasa Chametz. Now the truth is, this is a question every time you have a klal uprat. Every time you have a klal uprat, how do I know it's a klal uprat? Maybe it's a dovish hoye b'chlal v'yotzam and a klal olamid, loy lalamid alatzma yotza, el lalamid alklal kula yotza. Or in the reverse, every time I have a dovish hoye b'chlal, right, v'yotzam and a klal olamid, maybe it's really a klal uprat. That's essentially the Gemara's question. It's a specific question regarding loy seyasa chametz and loy seyafa chametz. But if you think about it, it has global ramifications. And for the Gemara, Omar Rav Afturiki, Mishum Dahavet Klal Uprat HaMeruchokum Zeh Zeh. This is the rule of thumb. V'chol Klal Uprat HaMeruchokum Zeh Zeh, Ein Doinu Noise V'chol Uprat. You know when you say Klal Uprat? When the Klal and the Prat are next to each other. You know when you say Dovah Shahayu B'chlal V'yotzman HaKlal V'lamid HaKlal Kuloi? That's if they're Meruchokum Zeh Zeh. They're far from each other. In this case, the klal is loy seyasa chametz. That's by Yikra Perik Beis. It's in Parshas Vayikra. The prat is loy seyafa chametz. That's by Yikra Perik Vav. That's in Parshas Tzav. They're meruchakim zeh bezeh. They're 4 prokim away from each other. You literally have to wait for the next Kriyas HaTorah to even hear it. 2 different weeks. 2 Parshas. Oh, they're meruchakim zeh bezeh. Over here, you don't look at it as a klal uprat. Rather, you look at it as a davash hoye bechlav. And it says the Gemara, Masiv Rab Adu Barahava Gishmak V'amri lo Kadi. We're about to digress. The klal uprat ha-meruchakim zeh bezeh and doim noise of a klal uprat. Is that true? Is this a real rule? That anytime you have a klal uprat next to each other, it's only then that you can say klal uprat. But if they're meruchakim, you can't say that. But Tanya, we're learning to the Brayso. V'shochat oisoy b'mokim ashi yishochet es ha'oilo lifnei Hashem. And the context of this pasuk is Vayikra Perek Dalid. It's talking about the Karban Chatas, specifically the Chatas Nasi. So if the Nasi did an Aver B'Shoigig, he had to bring a special type of chatas. Says the Gemara, where did he bring the chatas? That's a passing in the Torah. V'shachat oisai b'mokim asher yishachet asa oilu lefnei Hashem chatas. Says the Gemara, heichal oilu mishchatas b'sof, and avzeh b'tzof. V'chiyonu mikan l'meidim. Is this the makar? I need a pasik regarding the chatas nasi to tell me that the chatas nasi had to be brought b'tzofen. There's a more general pasuk in Parshas Tzav, in the parsha of Zois Teres Achatos, and over there the Torah says, "B'makom asher tishachet ha'oilo, tishachet achatos." So it says already that all chatos have to be b'makom asher tishachet ha'oilo, which is tzafen. So why do I need a pasuk regarding the nasi to tell me that the nasi's chatos had to be b'tzafen? I know from Zois Teres Achatos in Parshas Tzav that all chatos had to be in tzafen. You know why the Torah singled it out by nasi to teach me a rule regarding all chatos? Shem lo yishach chatos b'tzafen pasloi, to teach me that tzafen is not a din l'katchila. It's not preferable, but it's ma'akev. It's even b'di'evet that when we say that a chatos has to be b'tzafen, it means it's ma'akev if it's not going to be b'tzafen. Atayim l'kach yotzes. Is that true? Ayeni elos shezet tov tzafen achaton tzafen. Maybe that's not true. Maybe you know why the Torah singled out that the chatas nasi has to be b'tzafen? To tell me that only the chatas nasi has to be b'tzafen. Meaning, don't make a mistake and think that when it says zoyis teres achatos b'mokoyim asher tishachet ta'ilo tishachet achatos, it means that all the chatos have to be b'tzafen. No, the Torah singled out by the nasi to tell me that only the chatas nasi. Talmud loymar says the brayso that can't be. Meaning, even though it's an interesting havamina, I hear the Gemara says, but it's not true because there's another pasuk that says v'shachet asachatos b'mokim asher yishachet asa'ilo. There's a third pasuk, in other words, that zebano of lechol chatos hatunas tzafen, and that teaches me that every single chatos needs to be b'tzafen. Says the Gemara. So again, what do we have? We have a brisa that essentially is puzzled by the fact that the Torah had to single out by the chatos nasi that it had to be b'tzafen. We know there were many different types of chatos. There was the paralim davashol tzibur. There were the paramanis rafin the chatos. They permeate so much of the lumdus and mesech tizvachim and menaches. Not all chatos were created equally, and there's many, many parshiyos of chatos, as we're going to see a little bit now, into tomorrow's daf. Stating that, the Torah, for some reason, singled out by the chatos nasi that this chatos has to be b'tzafen. And the Gemara's not sure why. If every chatos has to be b'tzafen, why does the Torah have to single out here? And the Gemara posited two suggestions. Number one, maybe, because only the chatas nasi has to be b'tzafen. Meaning, even though there's a general pasuk, maybe the reason Torah singled out is to tell me only here. Alternatively, maybe it's to teach me, it's a giloy on the parsha of Zois Teres Achatas to tell me that the din tzafen isn't only a din l'katchila, it's ma'akev. Says the Gemara, I know the right answer is choice B and not choice A. How do I know that? Because there's another pasuk that tells me that all chatos need tzafen. So obviously the pasuk of chatos nasi can't be coming to tell me that only the chatos nasi needs tzafen. Geshmak, says the Gemara as follows. Time of the kasa rachmana b'shotach sachatas. You see the braisa entertained the possibility that when the Torah singled out tzafen by chatos nasi, maybe it was coming to tell me, it was only a havamid, it was a fleeting thought, but a thought nonetheless, that maybe the reason the Torah singled it out is to tell me, hear what's going on, is to tell me that only the chatos nasi needs tzafen. And we need a pasuk to tell me that's not what it means. Because ha'lav ha'chi havamid shezeh ton tzafen, ve'nachat ton tzafen, feiti gemara, my timer. What's pshat in that havamino? Lav mishum, the only pshat I can think of, says the Gemara, is to have a klalu prat. Because the parasha, the pasuk in Parshas Tzav that says Zois Teres Achatos b'mokim asher tishachet ha'oilo tishachet achatos is a klal. Zois Teres Achatos, it's speaking in very, very general terms. And then when the Torah singles it out by the chatos nasi, it's a prat. And we know the rule: klal uprat im b'chal ala mashav prat. So that must have been the havamina. The reason the Gemara even suggested that maybe by the Torah singling out tzavim by chatos nasi is to tell me that only the chatos nasi needs tzavim is probably based on klal uprat. What's the kasha? One is in Parshas Tzav and the other one's in Parshas Vayikra. So what do you see from here? That even a klal and a prat that are meruchakim zeh bezeh, you still can look at don and oise of a klal or prat, and you don't say no, that's the eighth of the yud gimel midah shatayin nidreshes behem. You can use it as the fourth of the yud gimel midah shatayin nidreshes behem. Great kasha, but the Gemara says maskeflor Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi heard this conversation and he came with a tkifos. Right? Not all questions are the same. Maskeflor. He was very angry. He said, "Hey, klalu pratu? You have a havamina? That's what the braisa meant. This is not a klalu prat. You know what this is? This is a prat uklal. Which, by the way, is another one of the Yud Gomorrah Midrash Shatayin addresses behem. And when you have a prat to klal, you look at it differently. It's v'nasa klal moisif ala prat v'israbi lu kol mili. Prat to klal is the antithesis of klal uprat. Klal uprat, all you have is the prat. Prat to klal, you have everything. The point is, if anything, there's a prat to klal. Because the prat is chatas nasi, which is in Parshas Vayikra. The klal is zois teres achatas, which is in Parshas Saf. So when the Brai said, aham amina, that maybe only the chatas nasi needs saf, and it couldn't have been based on klal u prat. Because it's not a klal u prat, it's a prat to klal. And by the way, Rav Turiki is right. It wouldn't have been a klal u prat anyways. Because it's miruchalkim zebizah. What then was the aham amina? Elatona oisei kokashale. Because the Torah uses the word oisei in the parish of chatas nasi. Oisei is a miut. It's coming to exclude something. What's it coming to exclude? Maybe it's coming to exclude shezeh ton sof meinachar ton sofun. The kasher rachmana oisei. That was the havamino. That maybe the word oisei in the parsha of the chatas nasi, which clearly is coming to exclude something. Perhaps Ulai argues the Braisa, it's coming to exclude all other chatois from Tzofen. But not that I would exclude others from Tzofen based on the midah of klal uprat, because it's not a klal uprat for two reasons. A, it's a prat to klal, and B, it's miruchakim zebezeh. The havamina to exclude other chatois from the din Tzofen would have been based on the drasha of Oisai. Kamash Malon, that's not what Oisai is coming to be Mumai. What then is Oisai coming to be Mumai? That's going to be tomorrow's daf. But for now, we will conclude this discussion and just end with one ha'ara. So we have an idea over here. Really, it's the theme of the beginning of the parak, although the Gemara digressed first with the daf of Haggadah, and then with the daf dealing with Kimoy Shehein, and the Kimoy Shehein, and another half of a digression today. But really, the topic of the daf, of the parak, is Kol HaMenachah Ba'is Matzah. And today we saw the psukim a little bit. Kol mincha shetakriv laHashem lo yaseyasa chametz ki chol saor v'chol devash lo yisaktiru mimeno isha laHashem. So why can't a mincha be chametz? It's interesting. When you think of chametz, immediately word association Pesach, right? A Pesach, you're not allowed to have chametz. But really, a briska should think of a mincha, right? Or at least also a mincha, because the laws of chametz impact two sugyas in shas. Number one, Pesach. On Pesach, there's no chametz, karis. And number two, the carbon mincha. The carbon mincha was not allowed to be chametz. We had sugyas of chametz noiksha, we didn't really go into it. But really, the sugyas of chametz come up in two places in Shas. You have it in Masechtes Psachim, because on Pesach, no chametz. And you have it also in Masechtes Menachos, because a mincha was not allowed to have chametz either. So the question is why? Why can't, from a machshava, hashkafa, Kabbalah perspective, why was there not allowed to be kichol sa'or v'chol devash loisaktiru mimenu isha l'Hashem? The Balaturim on this pasuk says one line, l'fi she'etzahara doyma l'sa'or. The reason is because the etzahara is doyma l'sa'or. U'mitam ze gam kein hizir ala devash she'etzahara masuk la'adam. You want to know why no sa'or and no dvash? Because sa'or and dvash are symbolic. They represent the Yetzahara. The Yetzahara is called sa'or. The Yetzahara is called dvash. And it's for that reason, says the Baal HaTurim, in a karban mincha, you can't have sa'or, you can't have dvash. Now, where do you find that the Yetzahara is referred to as sa'or? So it's a Gemara, a well-known Gemara, a Gemara Masechtes Brachos, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, that's very often quoted. Rab Alexandri, Basar de Matzli Omar Hachi. Rabbi Alexandri, when he would finish his Shemayna Esrei, after he would finish davening, so he had his own tefillah that he had composed that he would recite. And he would say as follows, Ribbono Haolam, a beautiful tefillah, Goli v'yodol lefanecha, sheritzayneinu lasos ritzayncha. You know, deep down in our hearts, we all want to do your ratzayin. Umi ma'akev. But what's getting in the way? So'or shebi iso. V'shibud malchiyo. Zok Rashi. So'or shebi iso. Yetzahara shebil vavenu ha-machmitzenu. Yehi ratzayin ufanecha shetatzileinu miyadam. V'noshuv lasayis chukei ritzaynecha b'lev avshalim. That was Rabbi Alexandri's tefillah. He said, ritzayneinu lasayis ritzaynecha. Umi ma'akev. Sar Shabisa. Who's the Sar Shabisa? Everybody knows. It's the Yetzahara, right? Sar Shabisa is the Yetzahara. Ibn Marsha, he explains why the Sar Shabisa is called the Yetzahara. Very nice Marsha here in Chedush HaGadol. But the bottom line is it's a Gemara in Masechtes Brachos. So you see that the Yetzahara is referred to as Sa'ar. The fact that the Yetzahara is called Vash says the Baal HaTurim, Ayin Yerushalmi, Perik Yedalad, Halacha Gimel. But it's self-explanatory. The Yetzahara sometimes is Masuk La'adam Kedavash. Bottom line is, Sa'ar and Vash represent the Yetzahara. Thus, when you bring the carbon mincha, he calls Sa'ar v'chol devash v'isaktiru mimenu isha l'Hashem. So it's a very profound balaturim, but it's also very sussy. If you take a look at Rabbeinu Bechaya brings the Ramazan of the balaturim, and he expounds on it a little bit. He says that the reason that a person would bring a carbon was for kapara, right? Most karbanas were brought for kapara. So you're bringing a karban. The idea is that you're walking in and you're acknowledging that you were in the clutches of the Yetzirah. And now you're coming to do tshuva, you're coming to repent. A person that brought a karban had to be misvada. That's literally chapter 1, verse 1 in the Rambam Silchas Tshuva. The Rambam starts the Silchas Tshuva, the laws of Vidoy. And he says every person that brought a karban had to be misvada. That's the essence of Vidoy. And every Bal HaKarban had to make sure, I mean, just to bring a carbon, that's when Hashem says, Lama li roiv zevcheichem. It came with a tshuva, and if it didn't come with tshuva, then to the contrary. So, obviously, a person that's bringing a carbon is coming, and he's saying that I understand that I was in the clutches of the Yetzirah, and I'm coming to do tshuva, aziva sachet, I'm going to remove myself from those clutches. So, Hayutachin says, Rabbeinu Bechaya, that in your carbon, there are going to be these two ingredients that so represent what the Yetzirah is. Rabbeinu Bechaya says that the word devash and the word isha have the same gematria. And says, right, they both have a shin. One has an aleph and a hey, which is six. The other one has a dalet and a beis, which is the same six. Isha and devash have the same gematria. And says Rabbeinu Bechaya that sa'ar represents the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. Devash represents the Yetzirah of Arayas. The bottom line is, Nafshin Shal Adam, Mechamdasar, or Mesavasar. These two Yitzrei Hara have been the cause of man's downfall. Incidentally, I saw the Aznaim Lutayr, the Lutzkarab, he brings this Balaturim, the Rabbeinu Bechaya, and he's Marchiv on it. He says that Sa'ar was completely unallowed, right? Even the Shiori HaMincha, we just learned the Mishnah, even the Shiori HaMincha couldn't be Chametz. But Davash, you were allowed to put Davash in the Shiori HaMincha. There's an idea of Lamashcha, Kederach Shamalacha Meichlin. He says, because Arayas is something that's okay in moderation, right? You find a man's letter, Ishvi, Ishtar and Kedoshim Tiyu, but even the Gemara says they tried being mevatel the Yetzirah, the Arayas, and they couldn't be mevatel it because they realized the world wouldn't be able to go on. The Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, they were mevatel lagamri, and he says that even if it would have meant that the world couldn't have gone on, so let the world not go on. Avodah Zarah is not okay even in moderation. But as it relates to Arayas, Ayin Shom, Dvarim the flood. But either way, regardless, says the Rabbeinu Bechaya, that's the significance. Sa'ar and Dvash both represent the Yetzirah. Sa'ar represents the Yetzirah of Avodah the Zara, Dvash represents the Yetzirah of Arayas. Where do you see in Dvash Arayas? Dvash and Isha, 306, they both have the same exact gematria. That's the idea of Kichol Sa'ar v'chol Dvash. L'isaktir v'menu Isha L'Hashem.